One week ago, a deadly fire ripped through a building in the Bronx, killing 17 people. Senior reporter Arun Venugopal of WNYC's Race and Justice Unit looks at the long arc of history that led to this moment.
That's a live shot again of that fire in the South Bronx.
For many New Yorkers, the moment that defines the crisis of the 1970s came during the 1977 World Series, when Howard Cosell, the ABC sports announcer, gazed out beyond Yankee Stadium, spotted a building in flames, and said, "Ladies and gentlemen, the Bronx is burning." In fact, he never said those words on the air, but it didn't matter. For many in the news media, what was happening in the Bronx in those years wasn't a crisis, it was a spectacle.
While in New York, President Carter made a whirlwind tour of the wasteland of the South Bronx.
Hundreds of thousands of people were displaced by fires in the Bronx, in part because the city had shut down fire companies which could have more easily responded to fires. Journalist Joe Flood is author of The Fires, and says that in 44 of the borough's census tracts, more than 50% of the buildings were lost to fire and abandonment. In seven tracts, the figure was 80 to 90%.
There were many families who were burned out of apartment after apartment after apartment, and they slept with bags packed, with shoes on their feet.
And this phenomenon of poor families quickly appearing on the street with their few belongings resulted in victim blaming. How else would they be outside so fast unless they were setting the fires themselves?
It was a myth-making story.
The real problem, as per this analysis, was the welfare state.
Unfortunately, the actual victims and the specifics on what was going wrong and how to address these problems really got lost.
But then we are reminded of the problems once again when another tragedy occurs. Ramatu Ahmed is a Bronx resident who joined in a vigil after the fire there last week.
You know, we are all hurt. By the time you stop your conversation, we end up in crying. And 17 people is just too much.
A lot has changed between the 1970s and the present day. For one, buildings now have stricter codes and require smoke alarms. There were years in the 1970s when as many as 300 New Yorkers died from fires. But in the last 16 years, the number has never crossed 100. But some things haven't changed. Last week's Bronx fire started with a space heater, which is something you're far more likely to find in low-income neighborhoods, according to city data.
It started because the heat was insufficient in the building.
This is Ron Rasmussen, the executive director of Legal Services NYC.
We've represented lots of people who, because the gas is out in their building, they don't have heat, they don't have hot water, they might not have a stove that works, which leads them to try to use an electric hot plate.
There is recourse for tenants in these situations, he says.
But it's incredibly burdensome and challenging from a time and money standpoint for the folks who need this kind of help.
Dia Basu Sen runs SUPNA NYC, an organization that represents working-class South Asian immigrants, including many in the Bronx. She says tenants who are undocumented often have to suffer through cold weather because they're scared of retaliation from landlords. And those who are legally here may live in illegal basement apartments and not want to risk complaining.
We really need the city to step up and create affordable housing options for community members, and also to take these violations more seriously and to follow up and make sure that there are expectations that if you are a landlord, that you have to meet these, and that it's not just a small fine if you are putting people's lives at risk, that there is more consequence than that.
Right now, the city is paying close attention to what happened in the Bronx. But people who've lived through other fires worry that the attention will soon move away.
Andrew in Jackson Heights, you're on WNYC with the mayor. Hello, Andrew.
Hi, good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Last April, a terrible fire swept through a complex in Queens, displacing hundreds of residents, many of them immigrants. Andrew Sokoloff-Diaz helps run the Tenants Association and called into the Brian Lehrer Show pleading for help. In response, then-Mayor de Blasio made an announcement.
The city's response is we're going to give you a long-term affordable option that we create for you. That's a whole different level, and it's a very good thing. And yes, real live apartments, in some cases, brand new apartments and brand new affordable housing developments.
That was last June. But at this point, Sokoloff-Diaz says only one family has secured affordable housing. Many of the others are stuck in hotel rooms or have moved into basement apartments or illegal units. because in the absence of true affordable housing, this is all they can afford.
And so here we are 9 months later. We were promised this. And the reality is that the city has failed us.
And he worries that survivors of the Bronx fire will face a similar outcome. The solution, he says, is an end to our affordable housing crisis. Unless that happens, people won't be safe and the cycle will continue. Arun Venugopal, WNYC News.